Paul Breck Ping. This is episode 55. 55 solid weeks of Paul and solid. I and a few other people delivering you all the hottest stories that Microsofties are talking about. And this week, we've got a lot going on. We've got a couple launches, a lot of buzz stories, a few fun clips, even a special guest coming on.
Holy cow.
So we're going to get right to it, but quick, you know we love you. We love you, and we love you when you comment. So Athman out there, he made a comment. He's a frequent commenter. Commenter, yeah. Not a commentator. Little working with the new mouth today.
Yep.
Anyway, he wanted to know about Visual Studio 2010 launch, which is going on Monday today, and will be streamed live. And if you're not already watching, check it out, because yes, it is. Channel 9 Live will be streaming from the event, as they did from PDC and Mix. Have you gotten a chance to check out Channel 9 Live, Paul?
I have not actually seen Channel 9 Live. I've seen it all over the place, but I've been in Shanghai every single time we do it. So.
Okay, well, if you, like Paul, are a slacker, and haven't gotten a chance, which has not been available, to check out Channel 9 Live. Nick usually does post the clips afterwards onto Channel 9, so they do live forever and ever on the Channel 9 Live site.
Awesome.
But get interactive and join the Twitter and follow them at Channel 9 Live. And blah, 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 blah. We have so much we have to get to the show. Let's go.
All right, special guest in the studio today, we have Dan Fernandez.
Hey, how's it going?
Dan is pretty new to Channel 9, from what I understand.
Yeah, you've probably never seen him, never heard of him.
He's only been on, a couple hundred episodes of This Week on Channel 9.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now that, you know that we have you here in the hot seat, I've always wanted to know, where'd you get your little dancing avatar? It's cute.
Dancing avatar?
Because I've never seen you dance, actually, Dan.
You mean the Fat Elvis channel, the Channel 9 avatar? Or which avatar are you talking about?
Channel 9 avatar.
Is it the dancing baby version of him?
No, it's a little blue Elvis. I guess it's Elvis.
Elvis. It's supposed to be Elvis.
I thought it was a self-portrait. I didn't know. I had to ask.
So, quick story. There are what's called personas in Visual Studio. And one of them is called, these are historical ones. Mort was for Visual Basic, Elvis was for C#, and Einstein, for really smart people, was C++. And that's how we divided out the languages. So that it's actually a picture of Elvis.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at and the backstory that I didn't even know.
Because I was the C# product manager for so many years, and that was my baby.
Not Einstein.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Me and C++ don't mix.
Okay, well, we actually brought Dan on to talk about other things besides his nifty avatar.
We did bring him on to talk about Visual Studio 2010.
Yes!
He's going to be our resident expert here. So give us a lowdown. What's coming out?
Okay, so there's
today.
Yes, Visual Studio 2010 is launching today. It's available. You can download the trial. MSN subscribers can download it as well. The Visual Studio Express products are available for download for free, available today as well. So if you go to Microsoft.com/Visual Studio, that's where you can get all the information. You can actually watch the keynote. Bob Muglia is giving the keynote in Vegas, and actually we are on the Channel 9 live team are doing live coverage there all day till 5 p.m.
That's right. It's amazing how you can be here and there at the same time.
Stunner, yes.
Awesome. So what are some of the big features or scenarios that are being released?
You know, one of the big problems is there's so many things within Visual Studio, so it covers all aspects of development. So you're talking about things like team development, mm-hmm. where I'm planning, you're doing planning feature work. A lot of people are using agile development. So you can plan things like sprints, which is what the Channel 9 team does for their own development. So here's what we're going to get done. Here are our milestones. How do we make sure that we're actually doing it and doing things, for example? All right, so we built our plan. How well did we actually do it? We said something took 5 hours. It actually took 10. So we can actually look at that historical information, say next time, it really needs to take 10 hours.
Right, and is that built right into the Visual Studio 2010 IDE?
Yeah, that's in the features of Team Foundation Server.
Okay.
So a lot of it is for team collaboration.
Yeah,
that's some of those features.
That's exactly what my team uses right now, because we use like a little website add-on called eScrum that provides a web-based version of it. It's not the most reliable and easy-to-use thing, so I'm really excited about checking it out in Visual Studio 2010.
Yeah, that's one of the big things is we see a lot of people doing agile development, so that's just built in for teams. So in terms of the bread-and-butter developer experience, the big news is that the editor's been rebuilt using Windows Presentation Foundation.
Okay.
So what it means is a much richer, deeper experience.
Super pretty?
Yeah, it's pretty, and developers have been playing with Beta 2, and they gave us a lot of feedback in terms of the performance performance wasn't up to speed. So they've done a bunch of optimizations with the release candidate, and you'll see it in even faster in RTM. So it's a really nice experience. It's a gorgeous experience, and it's the extensibility story is probably one of the coolest features. So you can go to Microsoft.com Visual Studio Gallery and actually download add-ins that give you things like new refactoring tools, new ways to edit, modify your code, new ways to navigate your code. So
very cool.
The extensibility and the editor features are always like the oh my god, I love this feature. And IntelliTrace is the last one, which is it's a debugging feature. And a lot of times, like, somebody will say, hey, this isn't working on my machine, and they'll send it to the developer, and it's like, it works on my machine, so therefore you're wrong. So what IntelliTrace does, it actually records what's going on in your machine, all the system variables that you have. You can play those back and say, I can now see what your system was doing and why that error actually occurred.
Oh, that's going to be incredibly useful for all developers debugging issues. So.
It's like, what's that site, Down For Me or Everybody?
Oh, yeah.
And you think, is the site just Down For Me or is it Everybody? Is the bug just on my computer or something?
Yeah, and you
that's
can,
how I think.
You can record them, you can go back, so like there's just a ton of features within Visual Studio 2010. So
great.
I think a lot of developers, it's a no-brainer upload or upgrade.
So the launch is happening this week. Is it like the whole week in Vegas, or is it just
It's a conference called Developer Connections, which is an amalgam of a bunch of different conferences. So SQL Connections, Silverlight is actually launching the next day. Silverlight 4 and Channel 9 Live is going to be there as well. ASP Connections is there, and Visual Studio Connections.
Very cool.
I think it's like a couple days in Vegas.
Awesome. So. All right. Cool. Well, thanks for having you on the show, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
My first time on Ping.
You did great, Dan.
I would have thrown nine. Okay.
And that was worse than Laura ever has thrown ever. So.
Thanks. All right. Thank you, Dan, for coming on. Such a good sport, wasn't he?
Yeah. First time I got to be on film with, not even film,
it's
just
not
on,
film.
On camera.
Just be quiet, Paul.
Yeah.
I think he's brilliant.
Anyway, we've got another lunch today. The much rumored about and mysterious Pink phones are launching today, similar to the Windows Phone 7, but not exactly. In fact, we've got all the details, but I'm not going to give them to you right here. Why don't you head on over to this clip where we did the full hands-on interactive demo and interview with the group, but just know that Pink is out, and you can get all the details right here.
All right, in previous episodes of Ping, we talked about something called Wonderwall. I'm sure it's all of your favorite sites. Is that still your homepage?
No. Bing is my homepage, but I do go to Wonderwall.
Yeah, okay, great. So Wonderwall was this, a paparazzi type of site?
Don't act like you don't know.
Yeah,
it's
so
an
it's
entertainment
all about
news site.
And gossip.
It's celebrity. Gossip, also facts, celebrity facts, not just rumors.
Yeah, whatever.
It's similar to TMZ.
Anyway,
go check it out.
Yeah, that got many millions of hits and still is doing quite well for MSN. And now there's a new site that's going out there targeting 25 to 49-year-old women, and it's called GLOW, G-L-O.
Interesting. Now, do you remember G-L-O-W?
Glow?
What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Seriously.
I don't know what GLOW is.
Were you not a WWF fan growing up? GLOW was the gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Oh.
No?
Nope.
Really? You've heard of Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Okay. Not a wrestling fan. How was your youth so misspent?
Well, I don't know. I spent a lot of time reading big, thick books about ASP.NET and starting my own business when I was 15.
Interesting. Well, I was at the WWF.
Oh, okay.
That was at WrestleMania. Anyway, that's what I thought of when I heard it was named GLOW, G-L-O. So interesting choice of names. And also, I think it's really interesting, and I question whether necessary concept. It's a women's magazine.
Yeah, but it's online, and it has similar design aesthetics to Wonderwall, where
mm-hmm.
they try and make it like an actual online magazine versus just like a flat website like MSN or a number of things where you just have links and you click through, and this is more like interactive, and it has like an interface that would be very touch-friendly. So if you have a touch-style phone or a Slate computer,
mm-hmm.
then you would be able to just kind of zip back and forth. And advertisers are also pretty excited about this because they allow you to integrate different ads like right into like a magazine-type format. And that's always been
a problem online.
Yeah, a big problem online is that people ignore ads. But in an actual magazine like Details or Cosmopolitan or something like that, it becomes a part of the viewer experience. Like a lot of people actually enjoy looking at the ads
mm-hmm.
because it shows them like the new style and like the type of mentality that
they associate with the product. Yeah, I think it's a great concept.
concept, and if it works out and it works out for advertisers, then awesome that they finally found a way to make ads not so intrusive into your online experience. Personally, I don't know if I would sit down and click through an online magazine, especially something like this, where I went, I think it's GLO.com, and the cover page, the cover story, is the hottest new bird's nests. And then it's then on the some of the inside stories, it's like, and sex tips.
Yeah,
and
well, I mean, it is targeted towards 25 to 49-year-old women.
Well, maybe they need to narrow
so,
their demo,
so I'm just saying, it might be...
One of those stories appeals to me a lot more than the other.
It might just be too young for you, that's what I'm saying.
It might just be, because I was interested in the bird's nest. Anyway, it's an interesting concept. I'd like to see where it goes. And the website is fun to click around and play with. I do like the UI. I'm not sure they've nailed down the content or the experience in terms of, like, I love reading my magazines on airplanes. I wouldn't really, maybe I'm just old school and I'm refusing to change, but I don't know if I'd sit down and click through my, get on my laptop and click through my magazine. Yeah. I like turning the pages, smelling the samples.
Yeah, I think that this is kind of more of a forward-looking investment where they're really looking to get the touch experience in there. So I think it'd be pretty interesting if they built this in Silverlight or something that can downloaded off the web so that you can just kind of browse through it offline when you're on a plane or something like that. I don't know. We'll see where this goes. We'll keep you guys posted if you're interested.
The story is Paul is going to go to glow.com on the daily, and I'm not so sure.
Okay.
That's it.
Awesome. All right, Laura, you know me. I listen to both types of music in this world, both country and Western. And
so eclectic, Paul.
There is just such a shout out to Microsoft right now in one of the hottest Billboard 100 songs, ranking in at number 27. Microsoft gets a twang shout out.
That's nice.
What is this?
Well, let's take a listen. They called him crazy when he quit his job. They said them home computers, boy, they'll never take off. Well, he sold his one-man shop to Microsoft, and they paid like crazy. So there it is. Lee Brice has done a little tribute to Bill Gates and Microsoft. I have a couple issues with this. While I think it's great and nifty and can't wait to put it on my MP3 player and listen to it on the daily, I don't think it's accurate.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think. I mean...
Is that what country music has been known for, is its accuracy?
Accuracy and whiskey drinking consumption. He sold his one-man shop to Microsoft.
Uh-huh. That happens.
That didn't happen.
Not to him. I mean, it might make sense, though, if he was an ex-engineer and he wrote a song like this. Like, I can get why it's just
see,
only
I
number
just
27.
I just assumed he was singing about Bill Gates.
No.
Oh, he's singing about some other random...
Yeah, some person that... said that he was crazy when he quit his job and, like, lost his semi and dog and his wife left him or something. I don't know.
You get it. Yeah. You get it. You feel it. Anyway, we're going to put up a link to it, so check it out. Lee Brice's tribute to Microsoft forever. Yeah.
Love Like Crazy, number 27 on the Billboard Hot 100 for country.
Our last story of the day. Are you into classical art? Or really anything with culture and value?
Only if I can zoom into it extremely deeply. Like, if I can't see the brush strokes, then
I've got the thing
really?
For you.
Really? Yeah. What do you
put
have?
Put out by Microsoft Switzerland.
Holy cow.
A website, it's an exhibit online available till May 16th, where you can actually deep zoom into the artworks of Monet, Cezanne, Van Gogh, a couple other artists, and just zoom around. And we're going to take a look at it right now. So if you see here, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
See here, you can pull right in into the brush strokes. And it's interesting, when you get in close like this, like you are right now, see how close he is?
Holy cow.
I mean, it looks very similar to something you would see in Project Gustav.
Yeah.
Did you watch that from TechFest? You know, I mean, it's hard because it is online, but I mean, that's how realistic the technology is in Project Gustav, because these are obviously the actual paintings that you're zooming in and out of. So it's kind of like... technology meets the real world and crosses over to technology, blended back to the real world.
The real world, like where eight people are chosen to live in a house and have their lives
that's
taped?
That's just top-notch entertainment. Right? Yeah, you can't beat that.
This is pretty crazy that it goes in this deeply. Like, there's like 9 pictures that have like 4 gigapixels each.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
So it's fun. If you're into art or if you're into deep zooming, check it out. Spend a few minutes. And it also, as an artist myself, it was interesting to get in that close and see how many different layers upon layers of like paint and texture it makes, you know, that are comprised to make like this image that are intended to be seen from far away.
Right.
So.
What type of artist were you? A sandwich artist? Subway? Is that what?
Pole dancing.
Oh. Performance art.
Performance art. All right, Paul, wraps up a jam-packed show. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I did have fun.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
All right, well, then let's get out of here. But before we go, did you know that the Get a Mac, the classic commercials with Justin Long and John, I think Holmgren or something like that, you know, I'm a Mac, I'm a PC, no more. They're not making them anymore.
Really?
Done, kaputza.
I've heard that rumor a number of times over the years, and they always
come out. Yeah, but now that you've heard it from me, it's true.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm always factual.
I see.
Actual. Satisfactual. Let's go.
Yeah, well, maybe you should go back to your performance art. But speaking of performance art, I will be performing at Giggles Comedy Club on April 16th and 17th. If anyone is in the Seattle area, it is the finals of the annual comedy competition there.
Nice.
And I finally made it there after my third try, so I'm pretty excited about it. So if you want to come down, check it out. We have 6 local comics that are all pretty funny. And I'll be doing my PowerPoint
what
comedy.
What do you think your chances are of winning?
I would say probably 1 in 6.
You're good sometimes.
Yeah, it's 16 2/3%.
And can they get free tickets if they say, I know Paul?
No, but what you can do is you can bring $20 cash, and that'll get you admission and a beverage of your choice.
Cool. That's a wrap. We'll see you next week.
All right. Hey, you got one.
I got one.
Oh, and I missed. And I missed. And I missed.